Anxiety levels are rising in school districts as at least 114 children in the U.S. have died from the H1N1 swine flu virus. A frontline responder to the pandemic is the school nurse who's now juggling new responsibilities. Capital Public Radio's Kelly Weiss spent the day with one busy nurse at the Eugene Payden Elementary School just west of Sacramento.
Today, veteran nurse Tony McCallum is dealing with a wheezing student.
We had to run laps. And while I was running, I had trouble breathing.
He came into her office just after lunch. She picks up her stethoscope and listens to his lungs, like she's done with students hundreds of times before.
So running made it a lot worse for you today?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Let's take a deep breath.
But during this flu pandemic, she says her role as a school nurse is changing.
A lot of times folks have an image of us in an office putting on Band-Aids. I haven't touched a Band-Aid in a couple of months.
Instead, a big part of her job is dealing with the swine flu, monitoring kids for flu symptoms and telling parents how to spot them and when to keep their kids home. She isn't administering the vaccine, but she is hearing from anxious parents desperate to find where they can get it. The vaccine is still in short supply. In addition, she's working around the clock as a swine flu myth buster.
I get a lot of old wives' tales questions, like if I set onions around my house, will that help? There's a lot of talk right now about using neti pots and gargling with salt water, and will that suffice rather than getting the vaccine?
And it's not just misinformation in the community that she's dealing with. Just today, she got an email from the County Public Health Department announcing new H1N1 vaccines were here. She immediately saw a problem in the message. It was targeting two high-risk groups, pregnant women and asthmatics, but the newly arrived vaccines were in flumist form. This nasal spray is not approved for these groups.
Hi, may I speak to Robin, please?
Right away, she's on the phone with the health department.
Do you think we should put out another staff email and clarify if you have
asthma? She's also dealing with a tragedy in the community. About 2 weeks ago, a first-grade student in the district with a confirmed case of swine flu was hospitalized and died. The student's school, Browns Valley Elementary, was shut down for 2 days after about a quarter of the children called in sick once the news broke.
Obviously, the death in our community has caused more of a panic than I think other school districts have had to experience, and I fully understand that. We are all very saddened by that death. This isn't anything new that people are dying from a flu virus. It's just the demographic group has changed, and more children are being affected.
Because of this, many parents are turning to McCallum for advice. This means a lot of extra hours, but she says stepping up during a flu pandemic is exactly what a school nurse is supposed to do. For NPR News, I'm Kelly Weiss in Sacramento.